Awareness meditation. Begin with establishing your meditation posture. I'll lead the meditation as if you're sitting, so if you choose another posture, then adapting the instructions for yourself as we go along. Allowing the body to begin to settle into its posture, having a sense of giving the whole weight and shape of the body up to gravity. Allowing the weight to settle down through the points of contact between your body and the cushion, chair, or stool, and the whole floor. Gravity is a mysterious force that's continually pulling us downwards. So seeing if we can surrender to gravity and allow the body to settle again and again and again. Now taking a few intentional breaths. On each in-breath, allowing the whole body to be full of the breath. And on each out-breath, allowing the breath to flow all the way out again. And as you do so, allowing your body to arrive a little bit more in its posture, and your awareness to arrive more fully in your body and the moment, and allowing everything to settle. Settling again and again, especially with each out-breath. And now gently allowing your breathing to find its own natural rhythm. Allowing the breath to breathe itself as it flows into the body and then all the way out of the body. Getting a sense of how breathing is expressing itself in the front of the body, in the belly and the chest, in the back of the body, in the upper back, the ribs, the back of the lungs, and the lower back, and in the sides of the body. Feeling all the different movements and sensations with each breath in the whole body. With a receptive, curious quality of awareness. And now allowing sounds to come into the foreground of your awareness. Noticing any sounds as you open your awareness to include them. Being curious about your natural response to sounds. You may find that you automatically add a narrative or story about each sound. Or maybe your awareness even flies out the window towards the sound. Each time you notice this, then inviting your awareness back inside your body and your breath, staying grounded and centered as you open to sounds. Noticing the way there are some sounds that we get drawn towards and some sounds that we recoil from. And see if we can let go, at least a little bit, of that movement towards or away from sounds and find a greater sense of poise and equanimity in relation to sounds. Staying grounded in the body, grounded in the breath, and letting go of the narrative and simply letting sounds, be a sense impression as they flow through the moments, allowing them to come and to go. And noticing the way the sounds are perhaps more fluid than you realized as they arise and pass moment by moment. And if you're in a very quiet place, then being aware of the silence, being open to the silence. If you find your attention has wandered, then being aware of this without harsh judgment, just noticing. Every time you notice your awareness has wandered, then inviting it back inside the body, inside the breath, inside the moment, inside the sounds. Each time we notice we've got lost is a moment of awareness. So rather than thinking we've failed, we can think, I'm aware of wandering, so I'm succeeding in the practice. Every single time we catch the wandering mind is a magic moment of awareness. So our practice may consist in waking up to the mind drifting and bringing it back to clarity and presence again and again and again. This is the training we're involved in. And now becoming curious about mental events, the thinking processes flowing through your mind. Beginning to learn to look at your thoughts rather than from them. Beginning to have a little bit more perspective and objectivity about the thinking mind. Again, without harsh judgment, simply getting to know your thinking. What thoughts are occurring moment by moment? It's normal to think. It's what minds do. So using this meditation to become more familiar with your thinking patterns. And perhaps you'll find there are some thoughts that you jump onto and get carried away and enticed by, while there are other thoughts you recoil from, pushing them away. Seeing if you can let go of these two impulses of over-identifying with some thoughts and pushing other thoughts away. Just letting all the thoughts come and go like clouds passing across the sky with perspective, equanimity, stability, and a sense of flow. As you allow the thoughts to come and go, staying grounded in your body. allowing the weight of the body and breathing inside the body to act as a stable anchor for the mind. And from the stable perspective, being curious about our thoughts are a process, are a flow of mental events. So rather than being so caught up with the content of your thoughts, becoming aware of thinking itself. Learning little by little to have more perspective on your thoughts as they arise and pass moment by moment. And what about your emotional weather, your emotional experience, your moods? Perhaps resting your awareness inside the heart area of the body. Is there a flavor of contraction? Or is there a flavor of openness? Or is it dull? Or is it excitable? Or is there confusion? Perhaps you don't know what you're feeling emotionally. If this is the case, then being careful not to judge yourself harshly, but remembering that awareness of confusion is another moment of success in the practice, another moment of awareness. So resting inside the heart area, inside emotional tone, emotional weather, as it comes and goes. Seeing if we can bring an attitude of curiosity, of interest, as we become more familiar with all the emotional aspects of our experience. And noticing how your emotional states aren't static, they're not fixed, but they're a flow. Maybe it releases, maybe it contracts. Being curious and receptive to your actual experience, moment by moment. Being kindly towards whatever's arising. For the next few moments, resting inside mood, inside emotions, as they come into being and pass away moment by moment, with a kindly, interested, receptive quality of awareness. Now let's broaden our awareness to a wide-angle field that includes all the different dimensions to each moment. Being aware of the body, the shape and the weight of the body as it rests in gravity. Including awareness of the breath inside the whole body. The movements and sensations of breathing in the front of the body, the back of the body, the sides of the body, the inside of the body, and the whole surface of the body. Including sounds as they come and go through the hearing sense. Being aware of thoughts as they come and go like clouds in the sky. And being aware of emotional tone as it flows through the moment. So resting inside this expansive, receptive, awareness for a few moments, allowing everything to be as it is, and being curious, interested, and kindly towards whatever arises. And maybe we're arriving inside a greater sense of wholeness, feeling a little more integrated as we sit here. Coming a little closer again and again to our actual moment-by-moment experience of being alive with a sense of receptivity, a sense of flow, a sense of kindly awareness. And if at any point you notice any quality of straining, any quality of grasping for a particular experience, then in the noticing we can release back into gravity, back into whole body breathing, soften. And if we notice we're dull and drifty, then choosing to bring a slightly brighter quality of awareness with more interest, more curiosity to what is actually happening. Playing around with effort to arrive at a quality that is clear and engaged, yet as relaxed and receptive as possible, over and over again. And beginning to bring the meditation to a close. Gently beginning to move the body, perhaps moving the hands first of all, the fingers, maybe the toes. Feeling the breath and the whole body. Stretching if you want to. And if you find it helpful, you could consider forming an intention to take the quality of awareness you've tasted in this meditation with you as you re-engage with the activities of your daily life. This quality of awareness that's embodied, interested, curious, open, and yet relaxed and receptive.